Disclaimer: the Turning Tides Project podcast, Epic MW, is best enjoyed over YouTube. Head to YouTube and search the Turning Tides Project to explore our channel.
Oh dear.
Keep going. Hit like and subscribe.
This is the news.
I think we should focus on the protesty bit rather than the bit that is clearly not okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, should people be able to protest?
Yes.
And I'm going to sit quietly.
I don't know if you are. I think all right. Can everyone see this bit? Do we want to read this article?
Sarah.
Everard said to hundreds at Central London event despite Priti Patel plea.
Yeah.
That's it. Ian Modern?
Yeah.
That's strong reading right then. Do you want to, I was going to see if you want to read the rest of it, but I can't.
I don't like Priti Patel at all either.
Also, should we read this together?
Yes. Just.
It's good one of them's done.
Hundreds of people joined a new vigil for Sarah Everard on Monday despite the Home Secretary warning against such gatherings. Priti Patel said she understood public anger over the 33-year-old's killing, but urged people not to protest while COVID restrictions were in place.
Cool. All right. So you happy with that so far?
Yeah.
Ms. Patel also said she had started a review into policing of a previous London event for Miss Everard.
Is it?
Oh.
Does everyone know this bit of news?
Yeah, London.
Yes.
Oh, which bit? So, a woman called Sarah Everard was by a policeman who has since been convicted. So a policeman killed a woman that he kidnapped while he was off duty. The protests are about that happening and about the safety of women on the streets.
Yeah, and explaining just like, are the police actually, like what the big thing was, have the police got too much? Are they protecting the power, or are they actually protecting our civil rights? Which
so instead of us looking at the murder and how awful that is, and the fact that someone took advantage of their power to take advantage of someone to the extreme, instead of looking at that, what we're looking at is the protests. People's right to protest, whether it was something that should or shouldn't happen, and at what level that should be controlled by the government and by police force, rather than people having their own opinions and their own right to draw what is and isn't sensible. Yeah. So we're looking.
We're looking just at should you basically. Should you be able to protest? Is that right? or make your own decisions.
I mean, I think I will stop talking. No. I think the subject of what the policeman did and what happened to the woman is completely awful. And anyone that thinks otherwise is categorically wrong. So we don't even need to talk about that. That's not a discussion. It is wrong. What we need to talk about is maybe people's right to protest, how that can and can't be controlled, and whether it is or isn't a reasonable thing to be doing in a worldwide pandemic.
Oh. So I suppose, do we just ask people what do you think? So basically, should we be able to go out and protest in what is, during the pandemic situation? Or not?
Yes.
Joe?
I think yes, because the police could have thought, actually, instead of arresting loads of people and getting really violent, which makes, obviously, the other people violent, they should have thought, oh, there's a protest coming. So let's try and make that as safe as possible by giving them a bigger area and try and doing stuff like they have done with, schools, supermarkets and other places. So they could just make, obviously, doing this. And also, I've heard that yesterday as well, they have put in a new law of, obviously, giving more power to the police isn't a good idea. Definitely to, obviously, the Met Police, which is the, what they call, Metropolitan Police, because they have been quite brutal in the past, such as last year when Black Lives Matter, they were very brutal to those people as well.
You see what happened to the other man?
Other man?
What's that?
There's a, I can't remember what he was called, but he got killed by a couple of policemen, men.
That was an American.
Doesn't matter.
But still.
Was it, what happened there, Rebecca? I don't really know. I don't know about that.
Was it George Floyd or someone
else? Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Oh, we said. Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
A more recent thing again.
Yeah.
Quite recent, you could say.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but you're right. Yeah. So.
I don't think that's particularly invulnerable to do that to that person.
No. What? So from the way that the police were acting.
Yeah, like trying to murder a person in the street, that's stupid.
I think the thing is, though, is in America, I don't know if they do it here, police take off their badges and stuff, that they don't get identified.
Oh, that, I don't know. Going back to the other question, I suppose, isn't it? Is I quite like your point, Joe, actually.
But like, yeah, open up, like beating them.
Do that. And like, sure, we're not
making it a safer space.
We're not saying, like, there aren't people going around in the supermarket saying, oi, you don't do that properly, you're getting arrested.
That's true.
I think Holly had a question.
You're allowed to celebrate the football with police and no social distancing and they're not following any of the guidelines. Why is a protest where everyone is following guidelines unacceptable, but a football celebration is? That's
what football celebration?
There was one about a week before and
that wasn't Rangers, was it? Is it in Scotland?
I don't know. I just know that it wasn't.
I have a feeling why they did
it. It was allowed, and then a vigil wasn't.
If it was me, I wouldn't go to the policeman because I'm too scared of them.
Thing as well.
Are you?
Who would you go to instead, Rebecca?
I don't know. Maybe someone else could help you instead of them.
Same. What situation are you talking about, Rebecca? You wouldn't go to the police.
I just don't trust them.
I think that's the other weird thing as that's well. Is that, like, obviously there are, it's like we've talked to nice police people, but it's like this, all of this stuff is like putting the police in obviously a bad, obviously it's only one unit and one like place.
Yeah.
But it's like, yes, this is our police. They're meant to protect us. And they're actually, brutal, actually.
But do you think that's every police person?
Well, you don't know. That's the thing. You wouldn't know that. And that's the thing. People might think, oh, is that every police person? And...
That's it.
So... I am going to say stuff. I knew it.
So the whole point of the police is to serve and protect them.
Yes.
Right, okay. Would our society function without policemen?
Probably not, because in some ways, who would do, I guess, the drugs stuff, all the drug stuff down, and I guess prevent crime.
It depends if you delegate the powers.
But
the amount of things that police are responsible for in one group of people, then they have more power than if it was delegated to another
house. So who would you give the power to instead?
It's not necessarily taking it away from them, but it's kind of separating it. So like people who are like in charge of traffic, and you put all of that into a different group.
Is this the principles behind defund the police?
Anyway, what was the protesting? Should people be able to protest in large groups during a pandemic?
Yes.
What do you think, Ian?
I think they, as long as they wear a face covering.
Yeah. And they keep everything like as safe as possible.
Yes.
Okay.
I need to know.
Well, just no protests.
If we're not allowed large groups, then you're not allowed large groups. As a nation, we've adapted and done more things online. Making it possible to protest more effectively online should be part of what's happening. If I was Boris Johnson and the High Court or whatever it was that said no to it, I would have done it differently. Said an outright no, you cannot protest. Relevant and important now, then it doesn't stop. If there was something that is that important, you have to protest on that scale now. Why wouldn't you continue protesting until something was done about it?
Because
I suppose that's
It's like the same with like there's been so many protests, obviously, through our years. So obviously last year you had that stupid one about COVID being fake and stuff. Obviously all of that was like dated and like all of that was fine. So I guess maybe because no one knew about the date and obviously no one told the government, that's probably how they reacted.
I think it was planned, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then
lot of change doesn't come about because of the government. It's really worth protesting. That's the only way to be heard. Anyway, I'm not saying break the law. I mean,
because that's directly opposite to the choose a date.
The problem with the ruling is if they said yes to one protest, then they would have to, that would be used as evidence for precedent. Future protests. Say, well, why did they get to do it? You know, what's different?
Yeah.
So,
and I guess, I mean, that's kind of how laws are created. But, I still would have said no. I would have said no and then agreed a future date. I would have made it illegal over a time frame. Or for No, you cannot do it now. Just, yeah. You cannot do it in this particular way. You could do this.
Yeah.
And if it was like a really good thing, like if you think the government is turning into a dictatorship and your freedom of choice and freedom of movement has been removed without your voice being heard, then you didn't ask. Because otherwise you're just perpetuating it.
You demand
the same thing. You're just
doing So yes.
If you have that strong will to protest anyway, and then they remove protesting, wouldn't that just cause revolution, which is...
Yeah, either it's worth doing or it's not worth doing. If the government says you can't do it, does that make it any less worth doing?
Because that's the fundamental thing, isn't it?
And also it just puts, obviously, more people on, like, oh, this government's even worse than we thought. So
yeah.
It's just like them being stupid, because if they want to win, like, the next election... Things like this are probably...
Do peaceful and lawful protests any different?
That's a good question. Rebecca, what do you think?
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. So if you had a... So first of all, do you think people should be able to protest?
Protest.
Protest. To be able to go out and, you know... stand in objection to something that's happened and say, we don't think this is right. Stand in big groups at the moment.
Well, you got to keep your 2 meters apart. Is that what you mean?
So, yeah, partly.
So it could be well regulated.
That's yeah. what I was thinking.
I think one of the things at the moment is people is the government are saying that urging people not to protest because it's, you know, the COVID restrictions are still in place. But yeah, there is an argument, like you said, if people went out and made sure that they were still having big space between each other. I suppose like a lot of the Black Lives Matter protests last year, or the pictures anyway seem to be.
They were showing
there was enough
but space. It is very hard to do that if you're in a relationship with someone else.
It's got nothing to do with relationships, though, Rebecca. And it isn't, because you're currently far away from your partner, I'm far away from mine, Roger's far away from his. You can be in a relationship and not be within 2 meters of people.
It's true. What were you saying? Does a peaceful protest, do peaceful protests work? Do they do anything?
Yeah.
Some of them do.
And also, is a vigil different to a protest?
Nelson Mandela.
Sorry.
Nelson Mandela.
What about him?
He obviously thought violence was the way to, like, change stuff, but then he realised, oh, yeah, maybe not doing violent stuff is a good idea. So, in some ways, yes. In other ways, no. It's like, obviously, with the climate change protests, are peaceful types of protests kind of actually helping? Probably not, because it hasn't really changed the government's ideology.
So maybe you have to do something that people take notice
of. It's a little bit extreme, but not so extreme that
you're hurting people.
You're hurting people.
Maybe that's it. And there we go.
Because otherwise that's classes.
Well, it's 28 minutes past 11.
Yeah, I'm going to stop and have a toilet break. That's all right.
That's probably a good idea.
Before the Devon Partnership thing.
The Devon Partnership thing, yes.
Hi.
Ian, are you going to stay for this one?
Not today, Roger.
Okay. That's all right.
Yeah. I will see you next week.
See you next
week. Yeah.
Bye. See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. In a minute, Rebecca.
Bye.
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we get up and have a quick
see you next week.
Bye, Ian.
Bye, Roger.
See you soon.
Can't
hold that.
Really stressful.
Do you think we should...
Joe's healthy, my man.
Welcome to Joe's Health and Mukbang with Dominic. Today we got my sushi and some other food.
What's a mukbang?
A mukbang is when people eat loads of food, but we're doing it differently. We're going to talk about unhealthy food today.
It's not unhealthy.
It kind of is, though, because you haven't got this nice, nutrient, homemade sushi.
For people listening to this rather than watching it, Joe's using chopsticks. Successfully. Oh, ASMR. Chopsticks down. What's in your sushi then? You made it as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. So, I luckily had the rice from like ages ago, so I had that, and it's quite hard to do sushi, so you have to like boil it and loads of other things, and like put rice vinegar in, or they call it mere, I think they call it.
I've no idea.
I don't know, but you have to do that, and then you have to wait for a bit, like 20 minutes or so, and then you like normally you would traditionally put the rice in like a tray, so you have it in the tray already instead of having it in the pan.
Have you got one of those rolling things?
So the mats. They're like bamboo mats. So so that just search up if you want to do sushi, bamboo sushi mats. We've also got Chip, who's having his mukbang of drinking water.
Yes, he's drinking water, although actually isn't, he's just knocking it all over the floor.
Yes, so he's not really having a mukbang like
that. What's in the sushi then? You've got rice,
so
seaweed?
I've got rice, seaweed, or they call it nori? 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 I don't know. But it's like a different type, it's obviously edible, because otherwise I wouldn't be eating it. This one I've got comes all the way over to Croatia. What? So mostly you can get mostly every different types of seaweed, but the like seaweed companies are normally like in different parts of Asia, because that's where you probably have sushi and different things like that.
Okay, a risk of sounding stupid. Isn't Croatia in Europe?
Oh, not Croatia. I mean, was it Gimwik again?
Oh, Korea.
Korea, not Croatia.
Oh, that's good. For a moment, I thought I completely, like, just didn't know where Croatia was.
I don't know.
What's in there? So you got seaweed, you've got rice.
So I got my veg. I got.
What veg, though?
Some cucumber.
What, avocado?
Yeah. And some spring onion.
Oh. Just
give it a bit of like, some people put like wasabi.
I love wasabi.
But I'm not so keen on that. Mm. Another.
it's in
there.
Oh no.
Gluten-free
soy sauce though.
Yeah, gluten-free soy sauce. You can get it at your greengrocers. You can get it at your supermarket. Actually, both of us think it tastes nicer. Don't know why. Just is. Oh dear, this is falling apart.
You should contact that seaweed company there. Seaweed's let you down.
Or it could be the rice. I don't know.
What makes it healthy then?
So we got smoked salmon as well. You can put different things in sushi. So, I think you can also like put, some people have pork as well.
I have, I don't eat fish or meat.
Yeah.
So normally I have like cucumber in it.
Yeah.
I have done it with avocado before.
People just put wasabi in, which is a bit.
I love wasabi.
Weird, but if you like it. Yeah, it's good.
And sometimes I just have it with English mustard, because that's just like
slightly tamer wasabi, in my opinion.
Yeah, or horseradish. Mm. So, people put like fish, like different, mostly it'd be like different seafood. So, it'd be like prawns, different shrimps.
It's going well.
Squid, maybe.
Mine is healthy.
Firstly, these aren't healthy.
Why not?
Because they're fast food in a way.
No.
So they're not homemade.
No, it's not homemade.
Which is like mine.
I would be better off making it at home.
The only way this is probably...
I've got free-range egg mayonnaise sandwich, by the way. Yeah. That's what it is. On oatmeal bread. And the colours on the little packaging thing, you know, they've got like a little traffic light system.
So green, it's not as bad.
Green
as,
is good, yeah. Amber is not too bad, and then red is bad. So if you've got loads of fat or loads of sugar in it, it'll be marked in red. So this is amber on the fat, green of which it saturates, green on sugar, amber in the salt. So yeah, I think it's quite good. That's quite good.
Yeah. But if you're allergic to wheat,
oh yeah,
or sushi egg. Is always a better thing, because those are good, yeah.
They're not healthy. I've got some vinegar squares. The king of crisps. I've got a Metcalf, is that how it's pronounced? Milk chocolate gluten-free rice cakes.
So, that's gluten-free, but is it healthy? And could you have something more healthier?
You totally
maybe.
Could. It's literally...
Such as...
A third sugar. What's that?
A banana.
A banana. Oh, I need
obviously,
a banana.
This is not part of the mukbang because I'm not so keen on bananas.
You just bought it for show and tell.
Yeah. Or I might have it later. So, what I normally do...
You're not, are you?
Is...
That's not good. Don't...
people... if you get takeaways, you just get like this. So, I've got loads of sauce. Loads. So.
You're just going to drink it? Oh, my God. I think that's the end of the mukbang. That's disgusting.
Have a nice turn and see you on the next mukbang.
Have a mukbang with you.
Reading with Rebecca.
Should we start with introducing it then? Do you want to introduce the poem, Rebecca? Say what it's about, how you wrote it.
It's when me and Mum were walking to Thurlow.
Yeah.
It's called Walking in Springtime.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this classic. Is some classic. So this is some of the things you wrote it, you noticed some things as you were walking, didn't you? And
yeah, Mum actually made a long list of words.
Ah, and then you used them.
And I used them in my poem.
Yeah, and we did a bit of it in this session, didn't we? Yeah, all right. Cool, so if I bring it up, can you see that?
Yeah.
Yep.
I can see it, Roger.
Very good. So let's make it, yeah, nice and big so we can see it.
Could you make it a bit bigger, Roger?
Mm-hmm. There you go. So, Rebecca, do you want to... You said it was walking in springtime, was it?
A walk in springtime.
A walk in springtime. Perfect.
Classic.
Really good. So, do you want to have a go? Do you want to read it?
Okay. If you want me to.
Yes.
Okay. On a fine, blowy, sunny day, daisies everywhere in People's Park meadow, crocuses shaped like hearts rising from the earth. I see the tiny blue speedwells blooming. There are lots of buds on the trees.
birds are building their nests or pecking at the juicy worms in the grass. Dandelions and celandines, all in yellow. Moving on, I see daffodils with trumpet heads. From the earth soil, purple great hyacinths rising, and on them are buzzing bumblebees collecting pollen. And finally, there are croaking toads mating in the pond.
Cool. Very good.
Mind control with Major Tomlinson.
Hello, my name is Major Tomlinson, and this is my lovely assistant Holly. And today we are going to do a bit of chair yoga, often referred to as
yoga.
Sorry. My mouth is really hurting, and saying yoga hurts it, which makes me want to laugh to get rid of the pain.
It's alright, we can cut this bit. I enjoyed choga, and then the laughing, and then we'll be...
Often referred to as choga, and some breathing exercises. So to start off with, we are going to begin with the chair yoga. For today's chair yoga, we are just going to do some simple stretches. First of all, we are going to sit with our back straight and legs positioned comfortably. We are going to slowly reach our arms up and give our fingers a little bit of a wiggle. We're going to do this for 10 seconds. We're going to now bring our hands down really gently. Next step is we're going to lean our hands out in front of us. So we're using a table so we can have it stretched. And arch our backs so we are leaning our heads between our arms. We are just going to hold it here for 10 seconds. We are now going to bring our bodies back up to the first position of our back straight, as my lovely assistant has already done. We're going to lean. We're going to now try and lean and touch our toes. Don't worry if you can't do this. Just reach as far as you can. You're going to hold this for 15 seconds. Now we're going to reach up gently. Now resume first position, and we're just going to give our back a little bit of a wiggle. Now we're just going to sit comfortably again. We're going to now start with some simple breathing exercises. We're going to do a little calm down after the stretching. So now we're going to carry on with the breathing exercises like we did last podcast. Start off by relaxing your bodies and closing your eyes. Let your mind become blank. I can't read my book with my eyes closed. And focus on your body. Now, does it feel light or is it heavy? Now we're going to breathe in. hold it. In. Hold it. And out. Last time. In. Hold it. Now focus on your arms. How do they feel? Maybe imagine yourself in a calm, serene environment. This could be a beach or some woods. I'm gonna do a couple more breaths. In and out. In. Now we're going to open our eyes gently and let our body and minds come back to the world around us. Thank you for joining us in this month's mindfulness and the podcast. We will do some more poses for chair yoga and dive in deeper to breathing next time. This podcast will be available on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Mixcloud. See you next week. Bye. HMW.